Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it has been a while since I've been live in this group, and I'm super excited to come in tonight and share with you guys one of the biggest mistakes that I see social media managers making. Whew, there's a good chance that you are making this mistake. It's a mistake that I made early on in my journey, and honestly, I don't ever want anyone to struggle with it. So we're going to dive on in, and I'm going to share with you what that mistake is, how you can change things up, and how I can support you in making that change. So as you hop on, I'm about to share with you guys the number one mistake that I see social media managers making, and it's everyone. But as you hop on, comment below so I know who is watching. And if you are watching it on the replay, hashtag it replay. So we're going to dive on in just a moment here. Hi, Kelly. Good to see you. But I want to, first and foremost, kind of introduce myself, because the group has grown quite a bit over the last couple of months, and I have not been as active in this group for one major reason, and it is because I had my third child, a baby, about 6 months ago. So of course, actually it's 7 months ago now. I've been really, really busy, and I just haven't been able to be absolutely everywhere that I want to be, but I have been working in our agency. Just so you guys know, as the founder of this group, I run a full-scale agency, which is really fun. I have an entire team of people that I work with, and we have an office that we don't ever choose to go into because we prefer working from home. Sound familiar to anybody? So comment below, and I'm just going to ask a couple questions to get us all started, get us all connecting a little bit, and then I'm going to dive on into the number one mistake that I see social media managers making. So as you hop on, my question to you is, do you prefer to work from home, or are you someone who prefers to work from an office? Because we have a full office building that we never use. And in fact, I'm really, really hoping that somebody sublets it from us, because we're wasting all that money every single month. And I thought we were going to love the office, and I just don't. I really like working in comfortable clothes. I like working from my couch. I like having the comfort of my fridge nearby, having, you know, my kids being able to say goodbye to them in the morning when they leave for the day. Anyone, does this sound familiar for anybody? Does anyone prefer to work from home? Okay, so as you hop on, say hello so I know who's watching, and then we're going to dive on in. I am going to share with you guys the number one mistake I see social media managers making, because this is a serious, serious issue. It's something that we don't do on purpose. It's something that we actually do because we believe that we are doing a service to people by making this one mistake. I am going to share with you, ready for it? I want to see what you guys guess it might be. Can you guess what this number one mistake might be? Because you've probably seen a lot of conversations in this group where you've seen people making a lot of mistakes, and that's okay, right? Mistakes are a part of learning, but this is one that is preventable. Anyone know what it might be? All right. Are you guys ready for it? It is charging too little. So many social media managers are charging way too little for the services that they provide. Ooh, this is tough, right? Because one of the things that we want to do is we want to give someone an amazing value. We want to do a service. We want to benefit our clients. And so in doing so, when we submit our proposals, we charge way too little. Does this sound familiar to anyone? Comment below and say yes if this sounds familiar to you. You know, have the great conversation and you get really excited and passionate about their business. And so when it's time to submit the proposal, all of these thoughts go through your head. Yes, Nicole, like seriously, you hit the nail right on the head. We get really excited and you think, oh, I don't want to charge too much. I know that they might not be able to afford it. I want to make sure that I'm helping them and serving them. Or you're nervous that there are people who can't afford your services, or that they're going to go to somebody else. You're nervous that there's someone who can do it for cheaper. And there always is. But I'm going to share with you guys several reasons why this is a huge mistake and it's actually negatively impacting you and your clients, the ones that you are meaning to do a service to by charging them way too little. So first things first, let's dive on into the lie or the myth that we all believe that there's always someone who is willing to charge less. Okay, is it a lie? No, it's actually really true. There's always someone willing to do it for less. But I want you to think about things in your life where sometimes things seem to be too good to be true. For example, when I was in Florida, I saw these helicopter rides for $15. Helicopter rides for $15. I don't know how to explain it, but something in my gut said, this is way too cheap. This sounds too good to be true. What's the catch? Is it dangerous? Are they going to rob me? Is this a total sham? And then when we land, they're going to be like, well, if you want to get off of the helicopter, we're going to charge you more. Like something in my gut instantly was a red flag that said, this is too cheap. This isn't a good value. There's something shady going on. And let me tell you, you guys, I have seen so many advertisements for social media software tools and stuff that charge like $50 to $100 a month. Have you guys seen those before? Have you seen those in your newsfeed or social media managers or companies who charge like $97 a month? And you're like, how is that even possible? How am I supposed to compete? But I want to share with you the difference between AliExpress and Bloomingdale's, or Walmart and Nordstrom. Some other great examples of this are the courses that we see on Udemy versus the real full shebang courses that we see from ClickFunnels or Frank Kern or, you know, Russ Ruffino. We see these big expensive courses versus the Udemy courses, yet we look at these cheap courses and there's something that's missing or there's something that just isn't there, right? So I want to share with you that those low price services are not your competition. You are a quality social media manager. At least that's what you're growing into. So you don't need to compete with the discount services. Now, there are certain people who are always going to shop for a bargain, and there are certain people who are always going to shop for the discount and the cheapest version that there is. That's not your client. That's not the person that you want to work with. The people who go out to eat, I remember back when I was a server, the people who went out to eat on Groupon deals versus the clients that came in every day because they loved the restaurant, the Groupon clients were the worst customers. I cannot tell you how many times they ran me for the night and then left no tip. It was insane. Yet the people who paid full price would leave amazing tips. Now, it wasn't every single time, but the coupon shoppers, the Groupon shoppers, and the people who are looking for the best bargain, those are not your ideal clients. So you do not have to compete with those that are offering social media management for $97 a month, okay? So that is something that I first and foremost want you to know. A big popular company that offers $98 social media management per month wanted to partner with me years ago, and I actually turned them down pretty strongly and said, absolutely not. I do not want to partner with you because you are preaching the exact thing that I preach the exact opposite of. It would be a complete conflict of interest. So number one, you are not competing with the people who are charging low prices. Can you guys commit to that? Comment below and say, yes, I commit to this. I understand, Rachel. I am not here to serve the Groupon shoppers, coupon shoppers, and discount deals, right? That is not your market. Everyone commit to that? Comment below and let me know. Okay, so that is number one. Number two, the people who say, I can't afford it. There's two different ways to look at this, okay? So we've all had people who say, I can't afford it. I've had people at my price point who say, I can't afford it. Now, here's one of the interesting things that you can think of. If that is the case, there's one of two scenarios that we can explore with that. Number one, once again, either that is not your client, they're not in a place where they're ready for your services, and that's okay. I have people who still to this day say to me, I can't afford your services, and I'm like, that's fine. I'm not lowering my prices. You know, we charge anywhere from $3,500 to $8,500 a month, and I'm fine with that. If you are not ready for my services, that's okay. There's other people who can take you on in the meantime, or you can learn for yourself. Okay, so there's going to be that audience that we just aren't responsible with serving. That's okay. It's like someone who goes to a Rolls-Royce dealership and says, well, I only have $20,000 to spend on a car. The Rolls-Royce dealership, you guys, they're going to laugh them out of the dealership. Now, we're not going to laugh people out of our, prospective calls or our discovery calls, but they're going to say, how is that our problem? Like, go and head on over to Toyota or Ford. Nothing against those, but that's more of your type of car right now. It's not a Rolls-Royce if it's not in your budget. Everyone can commit to this, right? We are not necessarily here to serve the clients that can't afford us right now. But the flip side of it is there are some people who actually can afford your services who say, I can't afford it. And part of the reason that they say it is because we have not yet proven to them the value that we can bring. Ooh, crazy, right? Now, one of the things I want all of us to commit to is understanding that our responsibility, no matter what we do in life, is sales. When you want to get married, it is your job to sell yourself to a prospective date, right? It's your job to present the best version of yourself. I mean, if you went on a date and you said, well, I'm kind of a loser. I mean, I don't have a great job. I've failed at everything in life. I don't like cats or dogs. And I live in my parents' basement and I like video games and I'm never going to help around the house. You might not end up married, right? The best thing that you can do is sell yourself, the best version of yourself, but then always commit to becoming that best version of yourself. If you say, you know what, I'm in a transitional phase in my life and not everything's where I want it to be, and I'm not really a pet person, but you know what I love? I love adventure and I love this and this, right? We need to sell the best version of ourselves. And the reason I use dating is it's a really easy to understand concept for most of us. You actually do have an obligation to learn how to sell. Kind of crazy, huh? So I want you guys to commit to understanding how to sell. One of my favorite resources for this is Brian Tracy's The Psychology of Sales. I loved listening to it on Audible. It was very easy for me to understand. Understanding sales is something that I dove into hardcore because when I realized that sales directly reflected in my income and in the revenue that my business brings in, and how I'm able to present myself as a business owner. All right, I'm going to learn sales, even though it's not comfortable, even though I don't consider myself a salesperson. Now, today, I can say, yes, I am absolutely a closer. I know how to close sales. I will never in my life struggle with income because I committed myself to learning sales. If you can learn the process of sales, you will never in your life be poor. It's kind of a crazy realization. If you become great at sales, you will never struggle with money. So who here says, all right, Rachel, you're speaking my language. I needed to hear this. And I commit to understanding sales. Comment below and let me know. Say, yes, I can commit to this because this is something that I am wanting you guys to understand. It's a skill set that every single person needs to honestly master. Can you guys commit to it? Comment below so I know that you're picking up what I am throwing out there. Cool? All right, awesome. So now I am going to share with you guys number three, and this is one of the most important points. We sometimes discount our services because we believe that we are doing our clients a service by discounting our services. We believe that we are doing them a favor. What? We are not doing people a favor when we are discounting our services and when we are charging them less. For so many reasons, it is crazy. Now, I'm going to talk very frankly about the difference between our higher ticket clients and some of the lower ticket clients we've taken on in the past. Has anyone here ever taken on a client, and don't name and shame clients because we're never in the process of naming and shaming. Has anyone ever taken on a client at $300 or $500 or even $1,000 a month, and that client ran your life? Has anyone experienced that? The client was sending tons of emails, questioning everything that you did, micromanaging every post that you put up. Before you know it, you felt like you were working a full-time job for $300, $500, $750 a month. And you were like, what the heck? I gave this client a special price and now I'm getting treated like this? What is going on? Has anyone ever experienced that before? I'm going to share with you how crazy the difference is between the clients that pay $3,500, 5,500 a month, 8,500 a month, even up to, we've had, you know, $25,000 contracts with clients. Those clients do not run your life. They are open. They trust your guidance. They believe in your expertise. They're not coming in to grab every last ounce of energy, and they're not desperate to make sure that they get every last ounce of juice out of you that they possibly can. Our best clients have come from the times when we have charged what we are worth as an agency. And it's crazy because we've learned what we're worth. We have made multiple clients millions of dollars. And it's a pretty cool process. And so once that's happened, I realized, wow, we can never again charge $1,000 a month, even really at this point, $2,000 a month, because something big happens. Are you ready for it? When you take on those clients at lower price points, several things happen. Number one, they are so desperate to make sure that every dollar that they invest into their business yields an ROI immediately, that there's no room for you to test and scale and grow and try new things and, yes, make mistakes. They're so desperate, and this isn't a diss on them at all. They need to work, and so suddenly all of the pressure is put on you to perform. That's a lot of pressure, don't you think? Like, does anyone here say, like, I don't really want to carry the pressure of everyone else's business 24/7, 100%. I don't know about you, but when I hire someone for helping me out with marketing in my business, it is absolutely not fair of me to put all of my fears and goals and hopes and projections and worries onto that person. It's my job as a business owner to carry that. And there are going to be times where some hires and some investments are going to pay off, and there are going to be times where it doesn't. But when you work with clients who can only afford $300 or $500 or even $800 a month, they sometimes are so desperate for that result that they're going to put all the pressure on you. Has anyone ever experienced that before? It is not a good feeling. But something else interesting that happens is that those clients, because they run you, distract you from your other clients and distract you from you and running your own business and your well-being and your ability to perform and think creatively and come up with new ideas. And sorry, I'm getting so passionate talking about this. No, I'm not sorry. I'm very passionate about talking about this. It prevents you from being able to deliver on the level that you know you are capable of delivering on. Who here says, I want the space and the ability and the capacity to deliver my best results to all of my clients? Comment me below if you want the space and the freedom and the creativity and the comfort and the trust that comes with charging what you're worth. Who here suddenly is like, oh my gosh, I never thought of it this way? Is anyone having an aha from one of these three major points that I brought up tonight? Comment aha below, because guys, I have a massive resource for you that is going to be so, so helpful. So don't hop off now, or else you're going to miss the absolute very best part of this, besides what I've been sharing, these massive value bombs, golden nuggets, whatever we want to call it. I'm tired. I'm traveling right now. I'm in Boise, Idaho. I just visited the ClickFunnels headquarters today. Had an awesome time working with their team. But are you guys ready for my biggest aha for you? If you've had an aha, comment below. My biggest aha for you is several things. I want to help you guys to charge what you're worth. And I believe so strongly in every single one of you. No one should be charging $300 a month. No one should be charging $500 a month. That is a thing of the past for you. Can everyone commit to that? But I want to make it as easy as I possibly can for you. So I have put together something amazing, and if you want this free resource, yes, it is absolutely free, no strings attached, I want you to comment resource below so I know who is excited and who's ready to grab it. You guys are going to absolutely love this resource. So comment resource below if you want my free resource that's going to help you to figure out what the guidelines are for pricing. And I see so many people talking about this all the time. This resource is very, very helpful. I don't want you guys undercharging. I don't want the social media management industry to be undermined, just like the graphic design industry was in many ways, just like photography is in many ways. I want us to be a place where the rising tide lifts all boats. We all support each other. We all charge what we're worth. This is something that I am committed to, is elevating the level of this industry. And I hope you guys are okay with that. All right. Looks like a few people are excited. Goodness gracious, you guys, could you get excited about this resource? I'm just kidding. I love that you guys are taking action. I'm going to drop this link for you guys in the comments below. And now there are a couple things that I want to share with you as I drop it. You can feel free to go ahead and opt in. It'll take about 10 minutes for it to arrive to your inbox, but there is the link below. That link is going to give you my pricing guide, the ultimate pricing guide for social media managers, something that I think is absolutely essential for every single one of us. Now, I'm going to share with you one thing that is important for you to recognize. Okay, so you're going to opt in, and on the next page, you are absolutely going to see an offer, and that is Social Media United's $1 trial. Now, full disclosure, if you're in SMU, you already have access to this resource, the pricing guide. It is within the templates inside of SMU. And not only that, but you have the entire pricing masterclass where I break down the price points of different platforms, different experience levels, different services, including Facebook ads and funnels. And I share with you the complete breakdown on all of those different services. So if you're in SMU, you've got so much more inside of there. I'm going to share with you guys why you should never charge hourly ever again. Banish your hourly rate unless you are doing true, true hourly tasks like virtual assistants, like manual tasks that are not social media management and not Facebook ad related. So if you are in SMU, you already have this available to you, plus the entire pricing masterclass. But what I want to share with you guys is if you got gold on this free value give tonight, I want to challenge you to check out what is inside of Social Media United waiting for you. It is $1 to join and then just $49 per month. And here's why I want to share. This is worth it. Okay, don't hop off now, because if you do, you will not appreciate the value of a good sales pitch. Okay, do I have permission to share with you guys real fast this offer and why this is so important and why this can transform your business? Give me a yes in the comments, because I'm not going to pitch unless you guys are willing to listen. Give me a yes in the comments, and then I'm going to share with you how this one small investment can transform the trajectory of your business. Wow, you guys are saying like SMU is gold. It is so worth it. Thanks, guys. All right, give me a yes in the comments. If you've gotten gold and if you've gotten value, if you've taken ahas away from this, then I want permission to be able to share with you guys what comes next. Awesome. I'm seeing the comments below. Thank you, you guys. Okay, so inside of SMU, this one module alone, if all SMU had was this one module and it was gave you the ability to charge $750, $1,000, $1,250, $1,500 a month, $2,000 a month, $1,500 a month, $2,000, right? Okay, so we're going up the ranks, but if SMU's pricing masterclass, all that was the only training you had, and that was the only masterclass that you took in and absorbed and took action on, it would absolutely be worth the $49 a month, even though you get a $1 trial to test it out first. Why is that? Because at $49 a month, if you learn how to charge $500 more per month, that is a 10x return on investment. Month after month after month, but multiply that by several clients. Whoa, that's game changing. If you got two clients where you raised your rates by $500 a month, that's $1,000 a month. That's a 20x return on investment. Is that worth it? Can I get an amen in the comments below? Sorry, I'm traveling. I need your energy. I get lonely in hotels. Is that worth it? Yes, it is absolutely worth it. But that is not all that is inside of Social Media United. I could go on and on and on, But I'm not going to, because this is all about pricing and the number one mistake that social media managers make that I don't want you guys to make anymore. Why? Because I value you. I value your life, your sanity, your income. I value all of those things. So what I want you to do is I want you to dive on in to the $1 trial. Take action, join the 10 days to 1K challenge, go and secure clients, and then make sure that you charge what you're worth with the pricing masterclass, and everything that you need is inside of Social Media United, and you have access for just $1. So go ahead and jump on in. I'll drop this link one more time to the complete ultimate pricing guide for you guys. That is a free resource. And on the next page, I want to see you join SMU and I will welcome you on the inside. I hope you guys have an amazing night and I cannot wait to hear how this changes your life. I'll see you guys later. Bye.